Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk with Emo Radio Show.
Welcome to the third season of Real Talk with Emo, my exclusive hour and a half late night radio / talk show here on Streets Radio. Catch me right here.
Yeah, until the day is over with, you already know what I'm doing. Light that shit up. 1, 2, 3, let's smoke. One day I'm gonna die, I know it. Yeah, all I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it. I'm blowing, someday we all die, you know it. So all you gotta do is roll a weed up.
All you gotta do is blow it.
I blow it down,
blow it.
I blow it down,
blow it.
All I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it.
Just blow it.
I blow it down,
blow it.
I blow it down. All you gotta do is roll a weed up.
Yeah,
and blow
my nigga, puff past it. I'm smoking while I ash it. Every day, all day, until I get my fucking cash in. Why you niggas asking? What do I be smoking? I know you smell it on me, cause this shit be hella potent. Loud, screaming at you, coming like a demon at you. Cause I've been plotting for a while, trying to get my riches too. And I know it's taking long, but I'm high as fuck. Why these niggas keep eyeing us? I think they mad cause they ain't high as us. But they smoking every day until I get my cash right. Haters who be in the way, I buried one of them last night. Best ask about me, I've been doing this for a long time. Trying to hold me back, but I said fuck that, now I'm on my strong grind all the time. Trying to get my chips like anyway. Niggas hate cause they know I'm close to blowing up like any day. Feeling this like the Holy Ghost. Had a dream like MLK, Malcolm X, Huey P, Rodney King. Until my day I'm blowing.
One day I'm gonna die, I know it. So all I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it.
I'm blowing.
Someday we all die, you know it. So all you gotta do is roll a weed up and blow it.
I said blowing.
I blow it down, I blow it down. All I ever do is roll a weed up and
yeah,
blow it.
I said I'm blowing.
I blow it down, I blow it down. All you gotta do is roll a weed up.
My kinfolks doing this cause I've been broke. Only smoking that endo, so don't pass me no pretendo. Hella smoke out the window. That's how it is when it's going down. You can ask around about me. I keep it real when I blows down. That's real talk. I do it big, not peels off. The girl I'm with, she feels soft. Finna make her take her clothes off, then doze off. Smoking on that good, so I had to give her that wood. Now we chillin' like we should be. Blowing on that cookie. The murky was hella good like the weed was. Don't need no alcohol when I got a weed buzz. Ain't never mad at y'all. You can be a blood or cuz. Long as we be smoking, it be all good. So catch me in your hood with a bag of stuff.
Smoking while I'm bagging up. Baby acting like she wanna get it, so she bagging up. No need to be acting up, only steady jacking up. So I be on the mission till I see my money stacking up.
One day I'm gonna die, I know it.
Yeah, all I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it.
I blow it.
Someday we all die, you know it.
Uh-huh.
So all you gotta do is roll a weed up and blow it.
Just blow it.
I blow it down.
Blow it.
I blow it down. All I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it.
I blow it.
I blow it down.
I blow it.
I blow it down. All you gotta do is roll a weed up and blow it.
Yeah, yeah, what's up with it? What's up with it? Welcome to Real Talk with Emo, y'all. This is my little radio show that I've been doing. This is my fourth season. So since 2010, I have been gone, come back four times. So this is my fourth season of the show right here. And, you know, I just like to do this, man, kind of the play the music and remind people what's going on around from my area, you know what I mean? And every now and then I might talk about a few situations and stuff like that, you know, and give you a little game on how I see things. You know, people tend to like the way I, you know, view things. So I came up with this little situation where I can talk on the radio for an hour and a half and give y'all my opinion and play some of my good music from my friends and people that, you know, support me, that send their music in or whatever. So, you know, got an interview today later on. My homie going to be calling through around 10:30, so stay tuned for that. You know what I mean? Other than that, I'm just going to, you know, play some music, tell y'all what's been going on with me, what we got coming up, like the Sugar Shack, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, man, that I've been doing, trying to step up this Emo TV stuff. trying to put out some new music and stuff, you know, just trying to get some distribution, you know. My homie then got the My Own Distribution starting. So, you know, you might want to go to that seminar. I think that's on June 27th. And, I got a bunch of stuff that I'll just be giving y'all information on, man. That's how I do it, you know what I mean? So, you know, you tune in to Emo, Real Talk with Emo, excuse me, every Monday at 10 p.m. like you should be, you know what I mean? Tell a friend, pick up the phone, or they can log on to blogtalk.com/streetsradio. That's streets with a Z. And, you know, find me there, man. I'm all over the place, man, as you can see. We got the video stuff going. We got the radio show going. We got the music going, of course. I just dropped about four or five mixtapes over this last little year, not just mine, but I dropped mine, which is the No Filters mixtape, which that song Blow It that you just heard is the next little video that I'm going to be dropping off of that. So that was one of my songs off of that mixtape. You can download that at datpiff.com/EMOE3000. And we also put out the Mo Better mixtape. You know, homegirl that I know out here that did her thing, you know, The Coming, you can snatch that up at, on that piff at the same place, Emo 3000. We also dropped a mixtape from a homegirl, Tross. And then we dropped the Charlie Muscle mixtape. And we got the 80 West and the Tycoon mixtape out there. So that's like five mixtapes I done just dropped in the last week or so. So, you know, today I'm going to be playing music from them, kind of reminding y'all what's going on with those. Like I said, that was the first song, Blow It Off, my little mixtape, No Filters. Go download that if you haven't already. It's in the streets, been getting good responses. I appreciate everybody that downloaded it or passed it or burnt it or, you know, got it from me. And, you know, I got a real good response from that mixtape. So that gave me confidence to keep this going, you know what I mean? So about to get ready to drop some new music and all that. But now I ain't going to talk your head off so far. You know, like I said, I'm getting back into it. It's my first show back on my fourth season. And, you know, it was like it was time to pick up the radio show again. A lot of people was like, man, what happened to the radio show, Emo? You still got the radio show going? And can I send some songs and all that, you know? But at the time, I took a break for a minute because the Emo TV stuff was picking up a lot for me. So I was doing a lot of videos and stuff like that, and it was kind of, you know, hard to be able to make sure I was at the place to where I had to be to do the radio show when I had to edit everybody's video and get that to them, whatever. So everybody else went and got a camera now, man, and then, you know, that didn't kind of slow down for me. So I had to, you know, rethink my drink and go back to other things, like, you know, video stuff wasn't the only thing I could do. So I put the video stuff down for a minute because people didn't really want to step it up, and I was trying to step it up, buy new stuff, you know, do whatever I could to make the stuff start to look better. But everybody, you know, kind of like pulled back, like, oh, man, we used to you just pulling out the camera and just shooting whatever we do and editing, and that's enough. And, you know, it was like when I put a person to work and gave them an assignment to do to make it look better, it turned into a bad thing. So I'm like, you know what, maybe I need to pull back. So that's when I kind of went back and finished my mixtape, the No Filters thing, put that out. Did all the other mixtapes with all the other artists that I did. So, you know, we got videos coming for them mixtapes. Like I said, go download them on datpiff.com/emo3000. Check those out. Tell me what you think. You know what I mean? Unknown artists, that's all I mess with, is people that's trying to get known. So, like today, you know what I mean? I'm going to be interviewing my homie that's trying to get his name known. You feel me? So, right now, I'm just going to slap one of these songs off the mixtape, off the Charboard mixtape from my homie Charlie Muscle. We got a video coming from him called From Sacramento. But right now, I'm finna go ahead and slap this one right here, because this one the one that kind of got the fire sparked up and what made us go ahead and get together and do the mixtape. So we'll be back, man, talk about some of the Trayvon Martin situations, whatever, you know. Just keep it going. You know what it is. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo. Keep it locked right here. Tune in every Monday, 10 o'clock, tell a friend. You know how we do it. One love.
Charlie. Muscle. Ride and burn to this, man. Get your purple, get your swishes, get your grapes, get whatever you need, and take a seat. Gonna be a crazy ride, man.
Swing the mic to a nigga, I packed a bag full of envy for all the niggas who surpassed the trap and pushing lyrics across the paper, so I don't gotta go back to pushing crack up in these streets stack. Wishing for a Cadillac fully loaded artillery, pistol pack and precision beast, riding our kind of gangster, killing just for the energy. Then I came at enemies just to exert adrenaline. I remedy the simple things and mix it with promethazine and everything. Pack it all inside the same anger. Look at yourself and realize you ain't the same gangster. Name changer, quick to hit the stand and point the finger, telling people stay away from clear present danger. You changed up, quick to flip and hit the strip wearing makeup. Talking about your cream is getting bigger when I'm caked up. Even when my drip is all dripped out, I'm draped up. Ship out to shave up, pimp out my scraper. Post a boy for the pistol play, grinding in the drought. Keep a bundle with my sister say. Money over nothing, so collect my loopy every day. It never gets old. Every day is my birthday. They hate in the worst way. How much further verse by the curse to be getting thirsty and hungry on a Thursday? Hover over meals and never shower on a Thursday. Wake up every morning to some blood and some church days. Niggas trying to murk me. I'ma take the calendar, burn your balance with curtsy. Special dark like Hershey's. Catch you niggas flirting. I'ma make for certain that your chest is what I'm squirting in the name of Zilla Perkins. Body starts jerking and they cover you with curtains. Fit you up with malice just to smother you with hurting. Mama get the wishing in the game of going verses that don't need obituary. You're to read a different person. I'm a goon. In the trap house, I'm moving place of yellow tape. Product taking different shapes on second takes a hell of grace. Retarded artists is causing arts with paper. Places move, criminal getting physical with the paperweight. I'm in a paper state, nominated, hell is great for how I shake the gate, moving grapes on eliminate. Just such a hustle trace, slicker than the hungry snake, pushing base to all his prey, just to get a little taste. He did an agitate, make sure I'm a strong suit, I'm trying not to blow up using tools, I use results of fuse. What you got to prove? Be careful on the words you choose before you niggas lose. End up on the nightly news, not a dollar in my pocket. Take the hustle that I muscle cover it with chocolate, shove it in the socket. Turn around and hit the strip and get the dripping like a faucet if the money ain't safe. The niggas blasting like a rocket. Niggas try to knock it, then your life is what I'm dropping. Homie talking like the 45 is what I'm popping. All sufficient funds and bank accounts is what I'm stocking. Looking out for Billy Gates because his spot is what I'm topping. Got a mental formality. Causing fatalities to smile at street cams when the police come after me. I know that I have to be the one with the type of peaceful religious type of niggas that be out with the blessing me. Captain of the crunch, puppy get a pound, pitching the 50 keys just to make it off the mound. Living wild and out of style, plus I'm killing for my child and I'm crying over pain dedicated to a smile. Serving nigga beat when I'm cooking up a mound. Speaking through the beat, but I'm breathing through the sound. I'm serving hooker beef with a bum downtown and I'm slobbering down scene with some cheese through a round. Undertake a nigga with some grease in the towel. Smacking off a zilly after nigga get foul. Have a doozy with your floozy. To the background down because she met on PlayStation and she had to cash out. Told her I'm the stand up guy, she made you stand down. She the type you pull a ruger just to make you stand down. Make you act like a stranger when your family come round. So if your girl was in the swim, you would probably drown. Royal savage, no crown. I ain't made it large at all. Putting hubby in my jaw, standing in the market mall. Uber hard and moss, advertise a hard and soft, bags of fat and fast. Calling it Carter Ross, Louise and Ricky Ross. Gladly call a boss if they put me on payroll for never taking a loss. I think of ripping them off. Money got my head, big, that's where the muscle is. The power is invested, that's how it seems. Would you let out your screams for bad dreams? Like drag queens, and tag the rings and tag teams, wearing bag jeans. Eating bags of things, they ask me. Why did you leave a bad team? They tell them it's past me. Like Mary Kate and Ashley, doing bad things for pipe dreams and cashies. A Hillary getting nasty in a taxi, rubbing on the Cassie, while I need get ashy. Messiness of black and Indian and Hennessy. Fill me in, grab a pen, not the penitentiary. Reject the hate and anger from my elementary. Get years of bucket pins and tell us who made up a flip with me. Keep my strength to me. Charismatic, hella funny. Creative with a pen and talent, making hella money. This nigga ain't a dummy. Stocks running, drug fronting, gowns in a paper tossing blood, chopper, blood, chopper. Pistol, fiscal, aiming it out the window. Shooting for them and Franks and making your change a weirdo. So what a hit for? 3 round bags of coke, the soap, the shape, and soda pencils. Trace the stencil, draw up the blueprint. You step on my soles, your toes gonna have shoe prints. Gone like cool, make quick to act a nuisance and pop exclusive on your block like new kids. Sacramento City, the 916. Got a murder state of mind until my line go click. I'm in the compound waiting till my mind's all fixed so I can reload. Pop against my mind's all rich. FOE, family over earth's the dreams. We have a hardcore. We've been having to make it a team. Blah. Lyrical exercises, man. Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. That was the homie Charlie Muscle right there, spitting about 100 bars straight, tongue twisting all the way through from the beginning to the end, man. When you go back and you listen to these archives, man, check that song out again. You know what I mean? The brother is really flowing from the beginning of the song to the end. No hook, straight through. You know what I mean? So that was off the Charboard mixtape. You can go download that on my profile on datpiff.com/emo3000 and get a bar of that realness. You know how it is. But, yeah, man, I kind of got a headache tonight. I don't know. I think I smoked a little bit too much or something. I don't know. My head is pounding right now, but I'm still here to get this done for y'all. I had homework, all kind of stuff. I think I just been thinking too hard. I've been working on two covers today. One of them kind of had me stumped. I had to put it down to step away from it. And then been getting ready for the show all day and editing up a video. So my head is kind of like thinking about 30 things. Then the car had to go to the shop. So I got a knocking ass headache. You feel me? So I ain't going to do too much talking today. I'm just going to, you know, be happy that I'm here today getting my show, my first show started for the fourth season. I'm back. It's official. I'm doing it. I love the way it feels. People sending music to me already, you know what I mean, getting it popping like this music that I just got sent from my homie right here. It's my homie G Will featuring Eclipse the Hustler, man. Y'all sit back and check this out, man. You know how we do it. Thank you.
the kush, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to tank. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. Cyclops eyes, I'm dehydrated, my mouth so dry. Pass me some agua, then pass that bye-bye. Dark green bottle, it don't rap, but it's Remy, my. You bitches know my rap, you squat. Toe up, go get my dough up, my moolah. It's true, huh? In Calipari, lit now. This Mac Town, NS, SMG band. Back down, before I paint your face clam. They call me handgun E, that nigga no name. I'm sucker free E with a money pack. All hustle, no jacket, but they jack my style. Sit down fast. And watch what happened. Rambo action, no action, no action. I swear on this alcohol, whole damn gallon. No damn talk, I walk, what I talk was happy. I'm never gonna stop, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm high as the sky, yeah, I'm in the full tank. All crank in the kush, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to tank. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. Stay on like the bad kids nightlife. I ain't never gonna stop, I stay on the high. 2 in the morning, geeked up at the light. Hypey juice and acid, damn, got me feeling right. A few more pills and a soft flight. Going hard, I walk a flock in a pit tonight. I'm low, sitting high on 22. So down high, I don't know what to do. 30 dick in a chop, knock you out your shoes. No shooting in the air when I fight you. Knock your shit down on sight when I fight you. On juices, on mamas, you can get it too. Never on E, I stay on full. Up all night with the wolves and the goons. Ain't no secret, y'all know I rep this here shit. And ain't no secret, y'all know the kids stay lit. I'm never gonna stop, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm high as the sky, yeah, I'm in the full tank. All crank in the kush, boy, I'm on the full tank. I'm so damn high, yeah, it's hard for me to tank. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F. I'm floating, floating. You on E, I'm on F, now I'm way past F.
They think you can't change, you feel what I'm saying? As she the class.
Let go.
Who is he really? Just plain big man. Born in a skull, raised in a town, man. Used to play in the creeks, catching tadpoles. Moved to Marin City and learned to crack dope. Gang, young age, hungry for street fame. I knew my options, dead or up in jail, ay. I never thought about the consequence of getting bailed out. Mama, I'm a thug now, she said, get the hell out. Tough love pushed me away. Thought I was a good kid, but the influence of the bay, come on. We did the dirt. Run around with wrenches. I know that things is coming back around. I did shit I really didn't mean. If I could take back every sin that I committed, I would start from the beginning. Got paid in every which way possible. They pray for us, cause no one's unstoppable.
You don't know what it feels like. Live my life. Only way you can live.
Guess pops couldn't hack it. Maybe I was messing up dude's tax bracket. Now I know the story, numb to it, don't care. Only focused on my hustle. I got big dreams and know the struggle. Raising four up, supposed to be five. Reminiscing after 10 years, he wasn't mine. Can't explain the feeling. You wanna rob someone, take something that's close to their heart and lie to them. Make you wanna wring your neck, heck. Instead, give off positive energy, getting checks. Nothing to a boss. Any loss hurts, especially when you come from nothing and you're built from dirt. You mock my words, I will die trying to get my family what they need, so I'm buying cab biz, get off, same G, same call, y'all. I might be unstoppable, yeah.
You don't know what it feels like. Live my life. Where you live, live, live.
flights. Back to Cali, I'm home, right? Jay showed us how to pop bottles. We in the VIP every weekend. What you thinking? Made mama proud on the radio now. Household names still the same, won't change. Make good music and blow good tree. Know my ladies, all my realers, you feel me? Till it reach deep down in your soul, it kills me. One day I gotta die, trying to leave a legacy. You can survive and be okay. And now I have to need an AK to be okay. Stay back in Big J, yo, he don't play. Just leave a piece of me for the minds to think. Just like that, it's over, blink, the clothes is free. Guess it's no luck for me, unstoppable.
You know what it feels like. Live my life, where you
Yeah, sir, you're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m., man. This is where it is, you know what I mean? That's where I hang out at, play a little music for you like you just heard. That was my homie Big Man that just went off, and before that was G-Wheel featuring Eclipse the Hustler. In case you want to know, you should want to know, because that's good music, and you like, man, who is that? You know what I mean? I might want to hear about some other music they got going on. So, that's what my station is about. It's real music, real talk with Emo, and, just hanging out for an hour and a half trying to get it done. So you know what it is, mommies. You stay right there, because I want to do it right here.
I just want to love you right here. Can I love you right here? I want to love you right here. Right here. I just want you to know, you're just so beautiful. And that's not the beautifuls talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal, your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the club, on the bar, I just wanna love you
right here.
In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the parking lot when your lunch break, I just wanna love you
right here.
Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
My flavor, girl, can I taste ya? Sweet like candy, my now and later. Wanted at the mall while we on the escalator. Fresh Prince, I am the will to your Jada. Bad, she know it, I like it. Want it right now, girl, you ain't gotta fight it. You can hop on top while I'm driving. Sneak up behind while you ironing. It's no time like the present. You mine right now, girl, the times of the essence. Looking like breakfast, get it when you wake up. While you in the bathroom working on your makeup. And I don't care if they stay or not. I'm pulling over, girl, we don't need a Marriott. Yeah, I'm trying to see it all. When you fresh home from work, get it up against the wall. I just want you to know, you're just so beautiful. And that's not the beautifuls talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal, your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the club, on the bar, I just wanna love you
right here.
In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the parking lot, on your lunch break, I just wanna love you
right here.
Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
My new apartment, no furniture, just carpet. She a real bitch, so she don't mind. Back in the movies, yeah, that's showtime. She a pro with it, love how I throw mine. And she kicked your panties off in no time. In the studio, on the late night, she hit the booth, and she sang like, I love that shit, bet your ex didn't make you like this. Fly like I'm off a couple Red Bulls. Like I Air Max, wanna air pull.
on the counter in the kitchen. She late for work, all I need is a few minutes. What you scared about? Cause we at your parents' house. When your pops fall asleep, I'm a wet ass. I just want you to know, you're just so beautiful. And that's not the beautifuls talking, baby. Ooh, your sex appeal. Your spandex and heels. We ain't gotta go nowhere, we don't need a room. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the club, on the bar, I just wanna love you
right here.
In the car, on the way to the crib. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
In the parking lot, on your lunch break, I just wanna love you
right here.
Nah, I don't care where we are. Girl, I wanna love you
right here.
situation going on right now, right? And you know, it's a big old hoopla going on around. Everybody want to have an opinion, and you know, they ask me what my opinion, what I think. And basically, you know, I think certain things like that get to the point of where everybody in the world speaking about it and all that, when they take a certain case to a certain point, and it helps with entertainment. You know, I mean, it's just like ratings and all kind of stuff, and laws that get, you know, passed. And it's all kind of stuff they get to make happen when they do it. It's hard to explain in 5-10 minutes of what I'm trying to say. But it's what they call a false flagging type situation, where they use this situation to make it look a little more drastic and like they care or whatever. And then get all this hoopla going on, and then slap you in the face and say, not guilty like that. So it's like, why would you even spend your energy on worrying about who's going to be guilty or who's not going to be guilty or whatever, because your word and how you feel really ain't going to matter in the end. So I just be like, you know, it's entertainment to me. It's like, you know, how do we care who's going to win the Super Bowl, who's going to win the boxing match or whatever, because in the end, to me, it seems like whoever winning is always picked to win. You know, it's always, we need you to win for this reason so it go this way. To me, everything on the planet goes a certain way for a reason. And the people that run all the entertainment, the media, and everything, they dictate it to go a certain way for a reason. So, I mean, you know, all this rioting stuff that's going on and protesting and all that, we have seen this for 30 years back to the 60s, the 40 years ago, and all that all of the riot and all that hasn't really changed anything. Yeah, we got a couple laws changed, and females might got a couple laws. Now we got the gay marriage going through, and, you know, colors got, you know, different laws might have changed, whatever, but in the end, behind closed doors, it's still the same. The same people still control everything, you know, even far as, you know, women getting up the ranks and men getting, and black men being a president right now. They're still the same people that's running the world the way they want to run it. You know, they do certain things to quiet people down and all this and that, you know. But, you know, the Zimmerman thing, man, I can't speak on what's right or wrong about that situation because it happens 100 times a year across the world. That was, you know, one situation that got lights on it. And we, you know, we hope when we see stuff like that, it's going to be like, oh, okay, now y'all get to see the truth, so hopefully it's going to stop. How do you feel when they slap you in the face and then say not guilty? I mean, it's just the same as they saying not guilty with the Rodney King case right in our face. These guys caught on camera beating this dude up like this, and they actually said it's not guilty. You know what I mean? This guy kills a little young dude. I just can't understand why a big old giant man has to kill a little young dude. There's no sense in that at all. So he should have some kind of punishment out of it, manslaughter or something, whatever, whatever. I don't know. But to me, it just seemed like a setup, you know. Let's get people out here to riot. You know, they have people that, you know, they have put people that are hired in clothes, plain clothes to go out there with picket signs and all that to incite a riot. Just to start a riot so the police can come and do their job and so you get this on TV and then they say, oh, my God, we need to do this and do that and change the laws and do this and do that because people are getting out of hand. You see what happened yesterday when they rioted, when the police had to come up and do this and do that. So, I mean, to me, certain things, I'm not saying everything that happens, but a lot of the big things that go on and do stuff like this, there's a reason for it. You know, the school shootings and stuff like that. You know, it's certain things I watch online, whatever, and it's stuff that people point out. I don't believe everything I see, but say, for instance, the shooting in Sandy Hook or whatever, you know, they show certain situations to where there was never anybody bringing a body out that was bloody, or I don't know if they was trying to show that on TV or whatever, but there was no footage from nobody else's cell phone at that situation. You know, if something happened, people going to be pulling out cell phones, videotaping, whatever. There was nothing different outside of what was orchestratedly filmed that showed, you know, what was going on at the situation, like bodies getting carried out or whatever. There wasn't nothing like that. It was just people running out. You know, it just looked like a set, a movie set. You feel me? You know, they had movie sets where they put thousands of people on it and film it for an actual movie. You know, they do testing things like that. You know, so it's like they do trial tests in case a scenario go down. They usually actually use actual people and act like this is what if this really happened. So, I mean, you know, they film those type of things. And then what if we don't know that it was really a prank, you know, or something that went on that didn't really go on, but it helped us vote for take the guns away from people. Yeah, get these guns out of people's hands because people are going up in school, killing people. I mean, you know, how evil is it, you know, for people to do stuff like this to make this happen, you know what I mean? So, like I said, man, it's a weapon of war. They're casualties of war. Some people at the top really don't care about human bodies and flesh and all that. As much as we would think like, nah, wouldn't nobody do that to kill nobody and kill little kids and all that. You know, certain times, you know, there wasn't no kids really killed in the situation. Or if it was, hey, it was a casualty of war. They go out to Iran and all these other places dropping bombs on people. You think kids don't get killed in those situations? You think, you know, innocent people that have nothing to do with whoever they're chasing don't get killed in those situations? So, I mean, you know, hey, man, they murder people all the time. But now who am I? I ain't nobody. Shit. They're going to murder me one day, too. I'm going to die one day from one of these things that they created on this planet, so even if it's the smoking I'm doing or whatever it's doing. It's some stuff that I really wouldn't be doing if somebody didn't make it for me to do it. You know, if they didn't create all this stuff that really didn't care about you. You know, like the other day I posted about energy drinks not being cool and somebody wanted me to back that up or whatever. And I just was like, man, common sense. You know, there's been stuff on the news about babies and kids. That's what they say on the bottle, man. Don't drink if you're pregnant at all. If it say something like that on the packaging, you guys, wake up. It's telling you in so many words that something is wrong with this drink. It might not get you overnight. But if it tells you if you drink too many of these, something's going to happen, that's telling you something wrong with it. That's telling you that, man, if you keep doing something wrong going to happen to you with this. And so to me, you know, even with drinking sodas and stuff like that, the carbonation and all that, if you drink too much of them over time, you're going to feel it. So, I mean, you know, that's not good for you. So, man, it's a lot of stuff going on out here that kind of like really is killing you silently. But at the same time, they make it look like it's good for you or it's faster for you. They put words like all natural on stuff. But if you still read the ingredients, it's saying zuzangolite or guduzinjang acid or whatever. It's just like names you can't even pronounce. So to me, ever since I was a little kid, common sense told me, wait a minute, what is that in there? Dang, why can't they just put apple juice in there? Why can't they just squeeze the apples, put some water in there, and make some apple juice? Nah, it got to have preservatives and stuff like that that it has to put in there so it can last when it gets shipped from state to state. And, you know, it's all kind of stuff and everything. So all of those things eventually start taking over people's body and doing things to people. You know, microwavable food, frozen foods, they have certain stuff on them to make it preserved, to make it stay whole or whatever the case. But, you know, man, I just be trying to just, you know, I've been on this planet for a minute. I've been through a lot of shit. I've seen people die, you know, all kinds of shit. I really look into shit. I read a lot of books. I just be trying to pass the knowledge on, man. So, you know, it's real talk to you, man. I don't know nothing about how to feel about this memory and stuff and all that because I'm numb to it right now. So many people get killed in my neighborhoods by security guards, police officers, other brothers, other females, and other colors. Everybody's just killing each other right now. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just numb, man. But, you know, all you can do, man, is keep on going. You feel me? Like my homegirl Trosh right here. We finna slap this from my homegirl Trosh off her mixtape right now that you should be having. If you don't, you know, go download it, Emo3000 on datpit.com/Emo3000. This is Keep Going off from my homegirl Trust off the high on life. Now, you know, you can just be high on life. You ain't got to be high off, but I get high off all the time. You feel me? But slap this for me one time, y'all. Tell a friend, man, it's all good. You got your opinions. Keep them to yourself unless you can change the world. You feel me? That's how I feel. You know, right now all we got to do is get money and power. Can't just be running around talking and riding, tearing up stuff, whatever. That's not better than nothing. Better yourself, then we probably can better something.
I'll be back here.
Y'all niggas know I got that heat, and when I spit for keeps. I'm coming out, and I'm about to clown, and watch y'all niggas smile to frown. You didn't know me, now you do. It's Trust on the mic, better recognize fool. I don't give a damn, cause it ain't about you. If you wanna reach me, better get your step stool.
I told you once before, I'ma tell you once again. It's okay if you don't like me, you don't have to be my friend. It's a pain and it's a struggle that I go through every day. Makes me so cool up off you suckers, you not about to ruin my day. Really wanna play, man, all I gotta say, gotta get this money, I got bills to pay. And you wanna sit there and act all dumb like you don't know, man, better get in my way. I can't help the way I shine on, and I'm not about to listen to you whine on. Every track your fans decline on. Time to get my red wine on. Now hold up, you ain't me. We can never intertwine, it's too much to breathe. We can never intermingle, I have to agree, cause I want it so bad and you blocking me. Gotta step it up, move it up a notch. Best of the best of the best on top. When you hear something so raw, you just admit that this is
Glowing, keep glowing. People try to pull you back, get your riches, yeah, they rob you. Keep going. I'm trying to build on my success. Get your hand up off my wallet. Keep going. I'm gonna make it to the top. Here you go, see me shining. Don't be nobody's fool, man. Don't let them try to stop you. Don't be nobody's fool, man. Don't let them try to stop you.
Convince you fools to join me, guess it's time to eat you alive. It's funny how clicky people act. Once upon a time you was my friend, now you stabbing at my back.
It's okay, cause I'ma show you, and I'm cutting up when I do. It's the way that I am feeling, it's yourself that you gon' screw. And I'm back in a whole new level, and my voice is way mature.
And my name will tell my story, you don't know what I've endured.
Hold up, you ain't me, and I see you getting mad, I'm atrocity. And you're mad cause you lost control of me. Now what's up, other way at full speed? Shooting on my way, blocking on your
yes. That was my homegirl Trice off the mixtape, High on Life. You can download that on datpiff.com/emo3000. And tell them I sent you. Tell her, you know, if you see her on anywhere doing shows or whatever, tell her, you know, I heard your music on Emo Radio Show and I liked it. And it, you know, it turned me on, made me download your stuff. But other than that, y'all, we're just keeping it moving. Like I was saying, though, before, though, I don't take my words for none of this stuff, man. Like I'm just Mr. Know-It-All or nothing. I'm just speaking on how I feel about life, you know what I mean? But the other day, I got asked, what did I think about the future of Sacramento hip-hop and what we needed to do to kind of get a little further? And to me, it just seemed like, you know, everybody's separated. I mean, you know, when we asked that question in the circle, that it, the same answer came from everybody. No one was standing to each other, and we asked each person, like going to each person, and everybody ended up saying, we need to come together. I've been saying that same situation for about 10 years in Sacramento, man, how the only way we can really come to get come up in Sacramento is coming together, and that's the truth. But it don't mean that everybody can come together. And that's what the problem is. You know, some people got their cliques that they can mess with. Some people, you know, from the north side of Sacramento. Some people from the east side. Some people from south side. And they grew up in this city. You know, I'm from the Bay Area. You know, it was kind of different that we mess with people from East Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond. You know, we kind of, I had friends and mess with everybody. If you was a cool duck brother and you didn't step on nobody, told you was a cool brother, it was all good. Yeah, it was crazy. People killed and murdered, but that's when it got all deep into the other situations. But out here in Sacramento, it seemed like people was like, you know, I'm from the north, and the north had, you know, maybe Crips or Bloods in that area. And I was from the south, and I'm from Oak Park, and it's Bloods. I'm from the Gardens, and it's Crips, and it's, I don't know, just, I guess the Crips and Blood stuff made people stay kind of separate, more than just being from the east, north, or south, because in the end, we all from Sacramento. So when, you know, I do something for somebody, I don't do it because I'm representing, you know, Oak Park, or, you know, I was hearing stuff about I do videos for these dudes, or he rides with them, and I'm a grown man. You know, this is my business. Myself is a running business. Not only do I run businesses to where I actually stick the keys into a building and open it, but I'm actually a walking business in its own. So, I mean, anybody that spend money with me, you my friend, we can do business. I don't have no discrimination against you from that side, or you from that side, or you from, you white, you black, you a female, you or whatever. Whoever want to do business with me, I'm willing to do that. And that, if you look at that, that's why my name is everywhere. That's why you can see me constantly. So if I'm not doing no music videos or something, whatever, it don't matter. You still going to see my names because I'm doing everybody's CD cover. And if I'm not doing a CD cover, I might record it their music. Or I might be helping them push it or promote it or whatever. So I just try to keep my name with it, you know, messing with everybody. If I was a shitty dude, you know, I really wouldn't be having this much business going on. You know, it might be some people that are out there that don't like me because I'm not going to stand for a lot of shit. So certain stuff, I stand up to people and they don't like the way, you know, I might shake them or ditch them like, oh, man, I'm cool on his business. He don't know how to handle business. I'm cool. We did that business. I'm moving on. I don't want to do business with them no more because they're not professional. Not that I don't like the person or whatever, but I would rather not get caught up into some stuff that's going to take our relationship to another level and some other street stuff or whatever, because I already see where it's going. And that teaches a person a lesson. It makes them go back and think about it, because they might think that I was the wrong or whatever the case may be, even if I was, and they didn't handle it right, and they go to the next person trying to handle business and do the same type of argument or whatever with the other person, and then you got to somehow sit back and look in the mirror and say, well, dang, maybe it's me, man. Maybe the way I be talking to people when I'm trying to handle business is not cool. You can't keep going around blaming everybody, pointing the finger, thinking that they the reason that you're not getting nowhere, because in the end, it's all up to you. Now, you know, I get people calling me all the time, you know, not prepared. They don't have their pictures right. They don't even know the size of a CD cover is supposed to be. They don't know what JPEG is. They don't know what a TIFF is. They don't know what 300 DPI is. And, you know, they sending me cell phone pics. And I'm telling them, man, if you want the kind of art that I can give you that you're probably coming to me for, you need to give me the proper tools to do it so I can make you that. You know, but some people's stuff, they come to me, I do the best I can, and then they go out and then they act like they're mad because I work with what they had to offer. And then it's like, well, are you telling the people why that picture looks that? Man, my picture look all, I don't know, I did like the cover at first, but as I look at it more, I don't even like it because my picture, he got this all looking like, and then it's like, well, but you're not telling them the reason why your picture look like that, because you gave me a picture you took with your cell phone and talking about, hey, I really want to use that. So, I mean, you know, some people can take pictures with cell phones. Don't get me wrong, but you got to know what you're doing. You know, some people got high-quality cell phones nowadays that can't take a good picture with it. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, put some thought process into everything that you're doing. That's all I'm saying. You know, a lot of people don't have no money. But if you put that thought process into whatever you're doing, you spend $50, it's going to end up looking like you spent $500 because you had a thought process. You know, all of the CD covers and stuff that I've been doing lately, I've been trying to, you know, what's the name of it? Okay, well, what do you kind of see it as? What colors do you want to use? Well, do you see your font at? Do you see it over your head or under you? Or, you know, you got to ask these people questions because they come to you, man, they don't really be knowing what they want to do, man. So, you know, that's some more real talk with Emo, man. Get your shit together, man. Be prepared when you see somebody. If you really want to rise in this game, that's the only way you can rise. You can do whatever you want to. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to take my tips. You can run around and be an asshole, talk shit to everybody all you want to. But I guarantee you, karma is a motherfucker. And you'd be wondering why it ain't working for me. You know what I mean? Because you don't know it all. And you need other people to tell you other things. So you need to be able to be open-minded. So with that being said, man, I'm going to keep it rolling. You know what we do. Real Talk with Emo. This is what I do every Monday, 10 p.m. Tune in. Hear a little game. I'm going to tell you a little stuff about how, you know, I press CDs or how I print flyers or what you need to have all, you know, all of that stuff together. That way, even if you don't come to me, you go to another graphic designer or another video director or another recording studio, you'll kind of be prepared. Like, oh, I heard Emo talking about this on his radio station about how to get my stuff right first before I go to somebody. You know, then you don't have to, you know, if it was me and I go to another graphic designer or something, I'll be like, hey, man, do me a CD cover. And he's like, what you want it to be? I'm saying, well, it's called this, man, and I don't know what it is. I don't care. I don't have no picture. I don't do whatever. Here, just do your thing and let him do his thing. Now, when he do his thing and he come back, I'm almost like, okay, I might have one or two little bitty things. I love the work he did because I'm coming to you for your work, but I'm not going to be telling him to change all this and change all that because at the beginning, I didn't even have no idea until he took my idea and made it into something. Now I got all these grand ideas and want to tell him to do it. It's not that easy for a man to go back into the computer and do that change that easy. It's almost like sometimes, in some cases, you damn near redoing the art again. So it's like you working twice. So a person don't want to work twice. You know, if they do, believe me, they're not going to answer your calls the next time you call. You know what I mean? They're going to shake you. They'd rather not deal with your money because it's more work than the money you're paying. So don't get nobody to slave for you, man. Come prepared with what you got and what you want, and I'm guaranteeing you'll be happy with it. So with that being said, if everybody doing that in Sacramento, messing with each other and, you know, getting stuff going on and people look at the products and they're like, oh, man, the cover was done by Emo. Oh, you got beats on here done by blah, blah. Oh, you got features. Done. You know, we got to keep building that type of networking up in our city because when somebody see you got something done by me or him or them or whatever, they kind of give you a little bit of credibility. Like, you must be serious about what you're doing if you went to these people to spend money and get that. You know, you wanted that look. You didn't want to look cheap. You didn't want to look, you know, like you wasn't serious. So you went to these right people to spend a little money so you can look right, and that way people will give your music a chance. People will listen to your music a little bit more if it looks better. People will watch your video if it comes on, and at the beginning somehow it looks like, okay, this is going to be an interesting video. So, you know, that's all I try to do, man, is provide people with a little bit of game, a little bit of service. I don't claim to be the best of nothing. I don't, you know, I'm working with what I got. I'm telling people this right now. If I had the money I want, I would be killing the game right now. So I'm literally working with what I got to make my name what it is right now. So if you look up to Emo, you listen to Emo, the motivation I try to give you is, you know, just try to be professional about your shit, man. When you go to people and you want to work with people, just try to think about your plan before you go to them. And most likely they're going to listen to it and say, I like that. Okay, you got a plan. Now I get to add my little sauces to it and it comes out even better. But without a plan, it's just like, you know, I'm sitting on some ideas right now. I'm like, okay, what direction am I finna take this? Because he didn't give me no plan, no pictures. He just said, do your thing. Now, do your thing is cool sometimes, but most of the time it's hard because of the titles you might have. It's like, okay, how do I make that title come to life? You know what I mean? You know, it's easy to make, you know, Hot in the Fire come to life, but it might be harder to come, you know, make A Day in the Life of Pain come to life if that was the title of the CD. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I know the people that's listening that need to feel what I'm saying. They understand it. You know, they tune in for the real talk. And that's what it is. That's what I'm going to give you every time. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you no lies. I'm not going to make up no stories. None of that. Real talk with Emo like it should be. Every Monday, 10 p.m., my hour and a half show. This is my fourth season back. We're getting it cracking. And believe me, it's going to be cracking. You know, every time I come and get it started, it kind of like start off with me doing my thing and talking and doing whatever. You know, I was supposed to have an interview at 10:30. I don't know what happened to him. But as you see, it's all good because I got something to say every time. And I got some music to play. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slap a few more songs. I was trying to chop it up into my interview call. Maybe I could have got him going right then and there in between this time. But, you know, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Until then, let's get it going.
I do it. Instagram and Facebook and your Twitter, and I do it, and I do it.
Calipari on the knot, bitch.
Good thing to get that good knowledge, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So tell the people, man, who you is, bro, and what you represent, what you got going on.
You know, this is Peter Park. It's Peter Parker, you know what I'm saying? One half of Retroactive. Shout out to my dude, C. Keys, a.k.a. Infamous MT. You know, we holding down that that I Love It single. We just dropped that on the 28th last month. We just rocking hard with that, coming fresh off this little El's Eye show. Got a little show popping in Vegas next month and just getting ready to get the visuals together for the single and whatnot. That's what we got going right now.
So tell me how that came about, bro. I know you and C. Keys, both some serious lyricists, brothers. Like, how you known C. Keys for a while? How did that go about?
Yeah, you know, when I was messing with Hanzilla, we was doing the Twice Project. Hanzilla had introduced me to C. Keys. C. Keys, you know what I'm saying? He used to go by Infamous MC. He from the Bay. Oakland and San Francisco. He moved to SAC, you know what I'm saying? And he had met Hanzilla, and we started doing different little mixtape projects here and there. He appeared on some of my stuff. I'd get on some of his joints. And then, like, I guess somebody had heard his material, like, from when he used to be Infamous MC. Like, he had blew up overseas with some of his previous materials, some overseas producers that had knew some of his people, reached out to him, and offered to do a project just on love. And Keys asked me if I was down to do the project with him. You know what I'm saying? At first, it was just going to be like an EP. And it turned out to be like a whole album after a while. So we just rocked it out, man. The more we recorded, the better it started sounding. And that's where we at right now, you know, Retroactive.
So you said the people from, like, overseas, though. Like, from overseas where?
Oh, they over in the Netherlands.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I, you know, like we was talking about the other day, man. A good thing is getting networking with people out overseas, man, because they really love hip hop still. You know, they not brainwashed into falling for none of this crap. They like the hip hops. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ratchet ain't reached over there yet.
Ratchet ain't reached over there. So tell me some producers the group is called Retroactive, right?
Yeah. Me
and
what's
the name of the project?
It's self-titled, Retroactive.
Oh, okay. So what's up with how y'all gonna do this? The I Love It video. What y'all got in mind? A visual about how that's gonna go about? What's the song about? You know, I'm about to play it in a minute, but kind of describe to me about how that song came about.
That was one of the last songs that we did on the project. That song, like, when we first got the song, it was just like a natural vibe automatically. As soon as you hear the beat, it just got that authentic hip-hop b-boy type feel. Like, the breaker's going to break to it, the popper's going to pop. Like, it just got that feel to it. This song, more than anything, is just, you know, it's just like an MC essence, like the essence of being a b-boy or essence of being like in a battle or in a cypher. Like that's the whole visual. And I think that's where we're going to head with the visuals for the video. It's like we're going to try to take it back and maybe have it like on some 80s throwback where everybody who's in it, you know, bring out your old Adidas shell toes or your Puma suede, whatever you was rocking back then or whatever you saw cats rocking. We're going to really try to take it back, get in the time machine on this joint.
Yeah, well, back when I used to love it. When I used to just love it. So
exactly.
I'm good, though, man.
Exactly.
But the other day we was talking about, you know, what you think Sacramento needs to do as a whole. I want you to kind of repeat what you felt, you know, about what you feel Sacramento needs to be doing to take it to that next level.
I mean, pretty much what you were saying earlier, man. Just, you know, just more participation, you know. People coming out supporting one another, more collaborations, you know, just supporting each other, man, because at the end of the day, you know, that's all we got is us. The Bay ain't going to hold us down. I mean, it's been years and years. We done had Sebo, Brother Lynch. We still ain't considered the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Vallejo at least got Bay credentials lightweight. We on our own, so we got to have each other's back. We got to support one another. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of talent out here right now, too, so it really shouldn't be an issue. you know, to be supporting, because it's a lot of heat out here right now in all different spectrums, you know, from the street rap to the AKA backpack rap, whatever you want to call it, to the swag rap. It's a lot of different cats on different levels that's really getting it in right now. So we just got to support one another, man. Just come together, man. We got the potential to be like in Atlanta. I always said that, but we got to get out of that crab in the bucket mentality, though. But you mentioned something earlier, though, with the gangs and, you know, things like that. That does put a different perspective on it when you got a community that's been raised to be segregated off top anyway, you know, based on the different neighborhoods and the street things that's going on out there. So that may be playing a role in this, but, I mean, money over everything, green over all colors, bro.
That's exactly the way I see it, man. That's why, you know, I love artists like you, man, because, like I said, I tell people all the time, I sat and saw you go through music like you're supposed to do it. You know, like you did like 3 mixtapes that I helped record, and we flew through at least 25 songs each mixtape on each session. We might have to come back and clean up some stuff or whatever, but what's your mind state, bro, when you trying to, like, really prepare for an album and go and do what you did? Like, when you getting ready for all your beats, all your stuff picked or whatever, how do you go into the album or the mixtape before you start recording?
I mean, the last few projects that I had, you know, I had the advantage of having a DJ that actually put the mixtape together for me. So the last few projects, it was like, you know, it was a platter lightweight. He put the beats all in sequence where they was all mixed in perfectly. So basically I had like a good week or two, or, you know, a month or whatever, to sit back and really just take my time with the project. And like you said, you know, showing up prepared, that was my main thing. When I called you, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't wasting your time. You know, I wasn't wasting my time, my money. I wanted to make sure everything was on point. So when I go into the session, that's pretty much where I'm at. You know, I'm trying to make sure I can get in, get out, none of that playing around. That's what pre-production is for. You know, you do all that kind of stuff at the house, you know, and you're chilling and whatnot, just writing and stuff. But when you call somebody up and you paying for time, you really want to be on point with your material. So that's where I'm at with mine. I take as much time as I have to at the house getting everything ready. And then, you know, when I go in, man, it's all business.
Yeah, see, so there y'all do just what I was talking earlier. When you call somebody and you ready to do something, man, be ready for your shit. And I'm just, you know, I got this show just so my professional friends can call and tell other people how we get down. So you just won't think it's just me saying this. This is real, you know, shit. Like, this brother's a real brother that really raps and does music out here, been doing it for many years, came to me for some recording, and it's like, man, bro, I love the way we record. I love the way we get down because we can get in and get out. I love the way he record because as an artist, he not sitting there, you know, bullshitting my time and just, like, got me recording one song for 15 hours. It's just ridiculous, you know what I mean? I feel like if that's what you're doing, then maybe you need to go home and study what you got going on a little bit more. But other than that, though, shit, Pete, where can people find you or whatever, man? I mean, after I play this song, and I'm going to keep playing this song in rotation over the next few months or whatever, but I'm pretty sure people are going to get to know Peter Parker a little bit more. But where can they find you on net or whatever if they're hearing this right now?
I mean, as far as me, you can get at me on Twitter, at Mr. Peter Parker. Peter Parker is P-E-T-A, P-A-R-K-A. And then I got thepeterparker.com. That's the site that keep you updated with most of my stuff. But as of right now, it's all about that retroactive, man. So y'all need to definitely be hollering at us. You can go to the bandcamp.com page, retroactiverap.bandcamp.com right now, and you can get that single. You don't even need to pay for it. Just put your email address in there. That's a free download for you right there. We on YouTube. / retroactive rap. We on ReverbNation.com, retroactive music, SoundCloud / retroactive rap, retroactiverap.wordpress.com, Facebook.com, The Retroactive, Twitter.com, retroactive rap, man. All them spots, y'all can catch this. So be on the lookout. We don't plan on going nowhere.
Yeah, so like as you heard, man, all the platforms are already set up before you even start talking about it. You don't come out here and start promoting no single and all that, and then you like, what's your Twitters and what's your, and you like, oh, I got to set that up, man, and I got to set, you know, the brother ran down everything, you know, and at the same time, you know, he's here talking solo or whatever, but representing whatever they got going on as a whole. He not here today thinking about himself and only talking about Peter Parker. He talking about the group situation he got going on with somebody that's not even on the line right now. So, I mean, you know, that's how you got to be, man. You got to be about what you're doing. Not about yourself, but really about the movement. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slap this song real quick just so y'all can know what you're getting if you go to the Bandcamp site he just mentioned or whatnot. And when the album drops, believe me, you're going to love every bit of it. You hold on for me, P. I'm going to slap this, and we're going to talk a little bit more before we get out of here.
All right, boy.
My lover brings, he brings to me, I love him.
Yeah, the way the kick touch the snare, the way the beat drop when I'm saying something rare, lyrics hug the track like a bear, the crowd bears witness to the fitness to the hair, park, say my name two times and I appear like Michael, I'll be there in the rear, through your view up in the mirror, I'm coming through crystal clear, digital, killing the instrumental, still the show, smooth criminal, and they love it if you didn't know, how I give the visuals, dig it, yo, cause niggas rhyming pitiful, it wasn't accidental that a cat from Sacramento had the skills to pay the bills and still stack residuals, it was written, call it Pulitzer, shogun, posted arms, folded up, respect the kid, niggas know what's up, beyond spitting, this is vomiting, I'm throwing up when I'm showing up on the set, we blowing up.
My lover brings, he brings to me, I love him.
In the cypher with a lighter, baggy clothes and Timberlands, intimidating, ripping him and screaming, that was him again. This is at a time of rhyming. If you wasn't killing it or rhyming off the skillet, then your words were not significant. Had a couple victims after spitting, took a pilgrimage. They're nowhere to be found on an island somewhere, Gilligan. Trembling, the fear factor got him acting feminine. That ain't from the head, foolish, you just used a pen again. Wish I could get rid of them or find a proper synonym to give a brief description about Gavin, some y'all niggas be. How you get a record deal? Why you in the music biz? Used to call them pixies, now it's back to call us coons again. Intelligent hooligan, irrelevant music is ruining the movement on the mind state of our youth, my friend. And you can try to fight the power like Chuck D, but your flavor flavor up in the game, shit is ugly.
He brings to me, I love him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be, man, every day, every Monday, 10 p.m. This is what we're going to do. Slap some of that real music right there. If you just don't know, that was my homie. That was the homie's Retroactive right there slapping that I Love It. Because you got to love it. You got to really love hip-hop to really do this. And if you really know hip-hop, you know that right there was some authentic hip-hop. It wasn't none of that. That new retarded kind of dumb rapping slow like type. I mean, what do you think about that, P? What do you think about like about the new music nowadays?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been told it's a young man's game, bruh. So, you know, to each his own, to each his own. I just wish that, you know, all the styles could be pushed equally, you know. I just remember back in the day, it was so many different styles. Everybody, you know, everybody wasn't riding the same flow. Everybody wasn't trying to rap on the same beat. It used to just be a plethora of styles. So if you was a hip-hop fan, you could just choose from so many different things. But now, it's like it's just this one little formula that everybody got lightweight. And everybody lightweight dressing the same and, you know, saying the same words, saying the same slang. It's just like, I don't know, it's lightweight robotic. But like I say, to each his own, man. I mean, if that's what you into, you know, that's what you into. But, you know.
So what's the release date, man? When should we expect this retroactive to be out here for us?
Man, I'm going to keep it 100. And there's no real release date yet. What we about to do is concentrate on getting this visual done. And we're going to let the audience dictate, you know, when this album come out. We'll probably drop another single before the album actually comes out and then shoot the visual for that too. So probably by the end of summer, probably towards, start of school year, things like that for people. Definitely look forward to it. Like I said, the visuals for that and then the next single and the visuals, and then you'll probably be seeing the album not too long after that.
All right, well, shit, I'm going to know, and when I know, I'm going to share it and promote, show the world, what I mean? So, you know, when it drops, man, because I know it's going to sound real good. That single, everything, the mix, everything, the quality is lovely, so I can't wait to hear it. That's the type of music I've been waiting to hear. I kind of listen to my people's music more than anybody else, because it's like we finally getting to that level to where I can listen to our music with good quality, good covers, good artwork, everything. I feel like when I listen to us, I'm listening to the world. Because like you said, we got our own little Atlanta, our own little thing right here in Sacramento. Like when my people finally drop some albums, man, I'll be happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got to give props, though, to Monster Music production team, though. They're the cats that put this project together from the Netherlands. They had it mixed. They mastered it. So the way everything sounds, you know, that's all hats off to them dudes on top of doing them graphics. I know anybody that's been on Facebook, on Twitter, or everywhere, I know y'all seen these graphics. People are, like, lightweight getting at us, like, yo, how can we get that? How can we get that? But that's them, too. You know what I'm saying? It's them, too. Monster Music, them cats
that's
is, like.
Up. Telling people your graphics got right, your mix got to be right, your everything, you know, so it grabs that attention, even if they don't want to grab their attention. They get to seeing it, like, what's going on here? So, you know, that was another thing that I noticed about the project, man. I was proud of it, man. So, you know, hats off to you, bro. I appreciate you for calling me tonight and stopping by real fast. 10 minutes left, man, but you know I'm gonna have you back on again. Maybe when y'all drop it, whatever, you and C Keys can stop by and give me a little bit more conversation on what y'all got going.
Hey, I wanna send a shout out to Brown Sugar for having us through there last night. Shout out to Blap, you know what I'm saying, Sherry Red, you know what I'm saying, Mo Better. What was the partner's name? Another partner with the fro at the table.
The specialist.
Yep. Exactly, the specialist.
I mean, A-Ball, the politician.
Exactly, Miss Callie, Jack the Butch, everybody that was up in there in the Sugar Shack. That's definitely something y'all want to be checking out. Emo, hats off to you again for being a trendsetter, you know what I'm saying, and opening new lanes. You know, I see how Cass took the video game from you and tried to run with it. You know what I'm saying? I was watching you do that way back in the days, you know what I'm saying, for Cass even had YouTube channels. You know what I'm saying? Emo had the movie. He had his own little movies going and stuff like that. So, again, salute to you for that. Be on the lookout for this little Sugar Shack thing he got going on. And thanks again for having your boy tonight, man.
I appreciate it, man. It's all love, bro. So, you know, like, if any Sunday you free, you stop by, you welcome now. They know you even broke in. They know Peter Parker for sure, so. We're going to be needing that DJ thing and everything. So, you know, just get in when we can, bro.
We there next Sunday with more guests.
All right, for sure, bro. I appreciate you, man. Be safe out there, bro. One love.
One love, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was my homie Peter Parker right there. One half of the group, Retroactive. And like you said, man, check out that Emo TV on YouTube. YouTube.com/emo3000. I'm trying to get to that million view mark. I'm like at about 60,000 away right now. So, you know, it's good. Like you say, you know, people came through and kind of slipped a little video game. Everybody started going to get their own little cameras and their own whatever. But, you know, it's good, though, because we stepping it up over here. So either I'm going to step it up or I'm going to leave it alone. So everybody can have their little ghetto videos and doing or whatever. We finna step it up, corporate size, start dropping some music. That's what I need y'all to do now. Is stop worrying about just putting up a video or a free mixtape or a free something. I'm going to tell you, that's easy. That's why I do it, because, you know, it's easy really to just go chop up a video or some scenes to a song and put up a YouTube video and say, hey, I got a video online. But it's hard to push that video. It's hard to make people like the video. It's hard to mix the song right. It's hard to get, you know, CDs pressed. It's hard to get your cover and posters pressed. So do the hard stuff, and then you're impressing me. But, you know, when I open the door and I just show people that, you know, it's that easy. Look, bro, you can do it too. Hey, go get you a camera and you can do it too. Then, of course, I'm not worried about that. But at the same time, y'all, we got to keep it going. You feel me? I love to be inspiring to people and show people that it can be done. I'm not the type of brother that's going to sit there and say, oh, you stole this and stole that from me. I kind of like to be the brother that say I taught people how to do things. I show people that it can be done. You know what I mean? So we finna get this music ready and start putting out some shrink wrap stuff. You know what I mean? Got the mixtapes out the way. That my last mixtape, No Filter, is online right now. Go download that and all the other mixtapes I just mentioned to you. We finna slap my homegirl Mo Better before we get up out of here, because you know how we do it, man. This is Sac City. Thanks. Shout out to my homeboy Peter Parker for stopping by. And make sure y'all log on to all his sites and shit and check out his videos and everything. Believe me, you will like the brother's music. I love the brother's music, so hopefully you will too. With that being said, man, in case I don't talk to y'all before the show is over, we got about 5 minutes left. You know, we got this song right here we finna slap. I'll see y'all next Monday, 10 p.m., same place, same channel, same number, same link. You know, pass the word. If you got some songs you want me to play, if I don't get them on this show or whatever, I will get them on a show eventually. If you want to set up an interview or whatever, hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up any kind of way you know. You know I got Twitter, all that. Twitter, Emo3000, Instagram, Emo3000. Facebook is Emo916. YouTube is Emo3000. Whatever you need, just hit me up and we can talk about getting you on. It ain't about just rap or hip-hop or, you know, you can sing. If you tell comedy, you tell jokes. You a lawyer, you got a restaurant, you cook. Anything that you can do that can kind of bring the realness to the show and tell people what they can be doing with they self, please stop by so we can have a good interview with you real quick and tell people what's going on. Shout out to my homie Parker again for stopping by. With that being said, I'm about to slap this here right quick.
Man, I don't know. It's just something about Sacramento bitches. Yeah, we Sac City bitch, I'm a Sac City bitch. 10 times on my 100 tricks. Sac City bitch, I'm a Sac City bitch. Sac City bitch, I'm a Sac City bitch. Sac City bitch, I'm a Sac City bitch. 10 times on my 100 tricks. Going dummy. Sacramento Valley, where I from. Yada da mean, hyphy go dumb. You plump chickens don't really want none. We really do it backwards, red rum. Lady by Vixen's label chick. Give me on dough, push my own whip. Flip, flipping my lips just call shit. Gang of sigil with mandatory to swallow spit. Stay popping my PPs, talking shit. Golden rule if it ain't dough, it's irrelevant. Endless bars, infinity times the ones I spent. Straight footed the rules, never been. Old court, better be Garden Block, DPS, Creek Valley High, Rancho, 21st Manor, G, my South, North, East, West, 9 to 5, on the street, getting dough, ready to ride, sack fly, sack fly.
city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. 10 times on my hundred trick. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. 10 times on my hundred trick. You see me bossy, no suit and tie on my EFG. If you ain't 10 toes down, CPS, you lost me. I'm California dreaming, West Coast leaning. Best believe we creature out Sacramento steaming. Safe with them strange clouds, city of them trees is so, so purple and black. Now on that ball we breathe. That sack swag, Roger Best, flashy cars, we got that. Tender windows, hearse black, 808, B slap, 12 gauge, brain back, shoe skate, ice jack, keep a snap back, cap, case you suck or sleepy and need that. We soldiers, we stay strapped, equipped with the automatic. Get dope pedal to the floor where my dog's at. Oh, park, better view, garden block, DPH, Creek Valley High Ranch, yo, 21st Manor, G, my south, north, east, west, 9 to 5, going to sleep, getting go, ready to ride. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. Sex city bitch, I'm a sex city bitch. 10 times on my 100 trick. Yeah, we go dummy. Yeah, we go dummy, dummy.
Yeah, you tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Before we get up out of here, I just want to say a shout out to everybody that called in today, everybody that stopped by the website and listening to it. You know, it's just the beginning of the fourth episode, the fourth season, let me say. So we back 4 more times. We finna do it real big. I got a bunch of interviews lined up over the next couple of weeks. Like my homie said, we got the Sugar Shack going on. So every Sunday we have a little nice little gathering to eat up some nice little food, and we film that. So we interview people and film that too. So eventually y'all gonna see a nice little TV show about that. We're going to have some little pay-per-view going on down with Ustream and YouTube Hangout and all that stuff, man. So, you know, go do stop by my pages on Facebook, my Emo TV page on Facebook like that, my Emo page on Facebook like that, my Paystyle Music, my PR graphics, you know, just keeping it popping. Once again, thanks for tuning in, y'all, and we're going to do this every Monday. Make sure you tell a friend.
I come from Sacramento. And y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, nigga. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento, Mento. Y'all niggas don't really want it, want it, want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. Finna eat it alive though. Going toe to toe with my torture soul, trying to find a way for me to torture mode. Gonna gather my dollars and try to study your problems inside a rental Bugatti that's got the marble floors. My name is Charlie Muscle, come from Sacramento. I'm rocking independent and setting the differential with her for flame mode. Whopping up a crazy minute with a super cold rapper that's on my popsicles. Know that I'm probably hotter than Sardis in summer temperatures. Waiting on my impetus, it's only the beginning, bro. Be careful on how you talk. I'ma come and pick you up and dump the hardest carcass in the flatbed of a rental truck. And they go with earth. What's your representative? A broken man gonna try to propagate it. It's intimate, my sentiments to get it in. If you're not talking money, start piling it just like something to win. So tell me what you wanna know. Wanna know why I'm smoking, how I'm turning the talent. In a devil coat and still be living hella broke. Because my mama had always told me, stay away from these niggas that are federal, unless it's about your federals. So now I'm sitting on a pedestal, waiting for the spaceship to come around and get me broke. And filled in, I'll be like a dope posted in a war with my medic flow, smoking on these medicals. I'm still smoking, I'm still rocking. Technician, check me out, wanna pull in my pistol. I'm cocky, still riding, still rocky for Sacramento, what had raised me. And these niggas off in your street, still fake as fuck and still can't face me. I come from Sacramento, y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento. Y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it,
want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. I come from Sacramento, and y'all niggas don't really want it. Want it,
want it, want it, want it,
want it.
Face to face with my anger face, I'm still heavy, medicating, trying to concentrate. I got a barrel to my brain and not a dollar to my name, and so I gotta take the blame on how my conscience stays. I'm still serious about my million, but if we live in hell, well then if we trust, but I'ma dip my scale until my pockets swell like it's a million whales on top of party plus. I entered the game with a reality as man. Phantom of the opera shooting choppers as he laughed. Pull a rabbit out the hat and dip the particles in gas. Set it on fire like watching matches on the dry grass. Niggas want that, covering their contact. Making you back back from taking your contract. I'm leaving you so sad from calling you ho bags, ho tag. All you niggas and leaving your parents upset. I'm putting my individual talents to the test. Busting on syllables like I'm trying to poet tech. Cut wrist, yellow wood, brother, legit even test. With a strip, get the drip and I'm leaving you niggas wet. So what's happening? Charlie never been a bitch. Charlie is a nigga you calling up for a hit. Charlie don't pop a molly cause Charlie's body is rich. So you probably be finding Charlie with God burning his hip. But they can't persist. If both of us scared, there's a challenge to go against you when the switch is lit. So I ball my fist and hope to split your lip and twist your cerebellum into a pick. Not switching shit until I graze your chin with a fully loaded Beretta and a taser clip. Erase your face and wake the hate that lives inside to save the patience. Call the 916, it's Charlie Musk.
And it's begun.
Anyone who opposes me will be destroyed.
Yeah! We need to turn it up!
Turn it up.
Volume 6, Grunt the Producer! Let's go!
So move side, loud burning, I'm super high. With a cup full of that night night and a light bright, I'm doing fine. Just took a look at my watch, so tell your girl it's choosing time. I see her staring at a nigga every time I'm cruising by. She ran into me at the store and slid me the number. Said you ain't running shit and she can do what she wanna. And after I'm done bending corners and handling my business, to call her up so she can bring some friends through to kick it. You damn right I did it, they gon' be here any minute. She showed up, three bad bitches and I could tell they with it. But first let me see some ID before anyone gets tempted. I'm ready to do some grown shit, it's finna get explicit. X-rated, nasty, hella tree smoking ass shit. We gon' turn the cameras on, girl gon' make you clap for me. Round of applause, then let me check your jaws out. If you got some money for me, I might knock them walls out.
Blunt stroke,
dick
on swole, ready to knock them jaws out. She a real bitch, she open wide, she show me what that jaw about. Okay shit, regular head, let me go and talk about it. One or two, she'll hit that blade, put on her heels and walk it out. I'm 80 West, they know the truth. Fuckin' with me, gotta give me loot. She hella bad and hella cute, but with no guap, she got a suit. She turned around and dropped it down, put a stack up out her Louis boot. Look back, put it in my hand and show me what that booty do. Her body look like a dinner plate. Breath, thighs, hella cakes, all natural. Watch it shake, ain't nothing on her face. Won't make it rain, but I'll make it quake. When I get down, she gon' make steak. Waking up to orange juice, sweet rolling, it's all great. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out. You got the bitches finna get dirty like the sound. On that low hand, throwing mollies in their mouth. They done broke the Gucci belt trying to whip it out. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out. You got the bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out. You got the bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out. You got the bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Call the front desk, tell them we ain't checking out. Check you got down. The bitches finna get dirty like the sound. Dirty.
The new world order is right around the corner.
Shiesty Productions.
So get ready. But in the meantime, we gon' change that shit. I'ma call that shit the new hood order.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see us dead.
Cause they don't give a damn.
The world is killing you.
Yeah.
They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see you dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. They call me easy. Life ain't easy. Catch me in the club getting jiggy with a breezy. Yes, yeah, you wanna please me. I ain't that easy. I don't like goofy hoes. I ain't Louise. So easy, take it easy. Niggas wanna plot now. Cause they see these hoes in the club wanna jock now. I keep it hot now. Headed to the top now. Rolling through the motherfucking hood with the top down. They tearing hoods down. so we might as well try to get this money before they burn the whole world down. I hope you're hearing me. It's a conspiracy to have a nigga like me locked in penitentiaries. Look up the truth and you might just find out what the motherfucking truth is really all about. Poison the food and have you fucked up. If you ask me, I think they never did give a fuck.
They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see us dead.
Cause they don't give a damn.
The world is killing you. They want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see you dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. When I was young, I wanted me a gun, so I hollered at the homie and I got me one. Quick to pop me one and drop me one. If any one of you police approach me, son, I'm not that one. I'm knowing what y'all plotting on to have my whole race dead and gone. Once again, it's on like Ice Cube and Dub C. Tupac, I'm down with the kill Illuminati. Hit him with the shoddy, hit him in they body, cause he tried to stop me from being somebody. I ain't going out, I'm coming back with ammunition. Hope you niggas listen, please pay attention. The next generation, they doomed if we don't step it up. They don't give a fuck about you, so now it's up to us. That's why I gotta cuss, to make sure you hear me, cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you, they want us all dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see us dead.
They don't give a damn.
The world is killing you. They wanna saw dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us.
The world is killing you. They wanna see you dead.
Cause they don't give a fuck about us. Rob the.
When it feels like you can't go on, just keep your head so strong. Just live your life to the end, to the end, to the end. Just breathe in the sweet air. Feels like you already.
One chance to get it right. Don't let nobody hold you down in life. All this time I thought I had my game tight. My money's so light, I lay stressed tonight. Trying to get ahead but steady fall behind. Every corner I turn, tempted by the grind. Get on your hustle, multiply the money. And when you do, watch how they start acting funny. Don't show hesitation, avoid
Sometimes they let me go a little bit longer, so I keep it popping a little bit longer. You feel me? That right there was my little nephew, little Kev, R&B style right there. You feel me? So he been doing this thing. So since I still got time and we still rocking and y'all still here with me, we going to keep it smiling. It's music time. And if you can't tell, you know what else going on. Smoke out.
When I seen a lady tonight with my good eye, that I would try and make my
baby.
I was up in the club putting my hood high when I saw you and I stood by. Just looking at your onion, girl, I could cry and I could lie. I mean, I could try and say you ain't sweep me off my feet, but only one thing could keep me off the street, and that's if you be my B-A-B-Y. I can be why you always be fly, and I'm from B-Star, just like B-I-G was. That's how S-A-B does. We can sip something till we both be dust, and the V does, and that's only because.
Like I put you on the track, then I'ma lay you on your side and slowly stroke you while you
telling me the way you feel inside. But my sex drive won't make me play you on the side. You know you get the keys any day you wanna ride. And my baby know how to start me up. You got the kind of kiss that'll speed a heartbeat up. And you got the kind of touch that'll give me the chills. I ask you cause I know you gon' give me it real. And won't be fake, and don't we make a good couple. And won't we make a good
out here trying to have no image. I'm just giving the people me who I am. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't
skirt. Sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. A gang dog and the G-child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Ooh. And the bass is the treble.
Chord, strings, we bring.
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a bus, the 213 will regulate.
Well, the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low.
Lay low. Lay low,
the bitches said I shot some shit up out of my dick. Now she sick, she better lay low.
Lay low, lay low.
The niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low.
Lay low, lay low.
I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
One
for the trouble,
for the trouble.
Two for the bass, two for the bass. She's my beauty queen, she's my everything. My everything. And I wake up in the morning, gotta get that thing, gotta get that thing. I wanna be with Mary Jane.
switching lanes to a buck with me.
That's right.
Y'all can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna bang with me.
Yeah.
And you know about my gang with me.
Okay.
Niggas trip, I got my thing with me.
It really ain't that hard
to get fucked up.
It's really quite easy.
Just step up.
I'ma knock him so hard
on his butt.
Just like he been drinking.
Like he drunk.
To watch me die, tie me up and put me in the trunk to wave bye bye. Everyone who know me know that I'm up deep and I keep it true and ain't afraid to shoot tough. And I ain't gon' catch me slipping up, ain't gon' catch me give it up, ain't gon' hear me creeping up. Roll down the window, I'm about to dumb.
Wonder.
forever. Slim Shady, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, X to the Z. Nate Dogg, come on, yeah. Nate Dogg, come on. Nate Dogg, come on. Nate Dogg, Nate Dogg, Nate Dogg, come on, yeah.
In a black Mercedes. Damn, she's fine. The way her body's moving.
One of those and one of those and one of these. Oh, let me please bring these hoes to their knees. We can do this all day, we can do this all way. If you don't wanna play, you can hit the highway. Attitudes and your clothes, you can leave. Come in a trench coat with some grief. We can have a party like a fantasy. It all happened that day. She passed by.
I can't believe I might be liking this trick. She must be somebody's wife.
In a black Mercedes.
Just like a family thing, the gangsters' horses.